This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you believe in curses? Are curses real? Can they have a real-world impact on your life? Especially if it's something that came to you at a time where you had no say in the matter. You didn't even do anything. You're an innocent child and someone puts a curse on you. Can those things follow you around? Is there ever a way to rid yourself of such a thing? That's what we hear about in our next story. Take a listen. This will be my first time telling my story to people other than my close family, those whom I lived with and grew up with. Even then, it took me well over 10 years to tell them of my experiences. You can call me D. The only reason I feel this is worth mentioning is because of my cultural and religious background. My family, especially being the son of a shaman, is a very religious and superstitious person. Me, on the other hand, am of a newer generation. I'm a psychology major and always try to be rational and logical with my way of thinking. Though I say I'm a rational guy, I do believe there are things we cannot rationalize with logic. Oxymoronic, I know. Sorry about that. Anyways, my experience goes back to when I was about 9, going on 10 years old. I grew up in the back house between a Christian church and an abandoned house with my parents and older brother. The front house was occupied by my grandparents, uncle, aunt, and 5 cousins, as you can imagine. I grew up with my cousins as my neighbors and first friends. We played hide and seek, cops and robbers, tag. Pretty much every day was an eventful, fun day. This was before the time of smartphones and the internet. Seems like a loving family on the surface, but behind closed doors, I was shunned and made to be an outcast by my aunt and uncle, even my grandmother. This may be due to the fact that I'm adopted, or maybe my grandmother didn't think her stepson, my father, her kin. I do not know. Though, I think it's the former and not the latter. One summer night, my cousins and I were playing hide and seek. I remember this night vividly. It was a Saturday, twilight hour. The sun was slowly setting and casting an orange glow in the sky. I was running to find a place to hide. Running along the walkway in between the blocked-off church and my grandparents' house, all of a sudden, mid-stride, I felt a pinch on the left side of my stomach, right underneath my rib cage. I stopped abruptly and lifted up my white t-shirt, and upon doing so, a silkworm came falling out. I quickly examined my stomach and found an irritation left by the worm. After cursing to myself, I slowly lifted my head up, and the most surreal feeling I've ever had in my life took hold. There were suddenly no more orange skies, no more sunset, no lighter darkness. There was just an empty space. A deafening silence and not a single movement to disrupt what I can only describe as pure peace. Then it happened. I peered into the little window that looks into my grandparents' basement. With my back towards the church, the basement was dark and empty. Yet I had no idea why it took hold of me. I stood there frozen, just staring into darkness. Seemingly out of thin air, there were 2 red eyes staring back at me. I still get the chills and my ears feel deaf when I talk about it. Whatever it was, I was locked down in a staring contest with it for what felt like hours. I don't remember feeling scared. I just remember the feeling of being alone. And I blinked. I blinked and the colors and sounds of the world came flooding back. I was able to move again. So I ran and hid, not wanting to have been found by my cousin. As I hid in my hiding spot, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up and goosebumps filled my body. I was overcome with fear, having realized what just happened. After seeing the red eyes, I've had a series of bad luck and weird things happen. In the middle of school, I went through a period of great depression and self-loathing. I've seen shadows and faces, heard voices inches from my ear, and not being able to make out what they were saying. Still, I told no one about what I was seeing or how I was feeling until one night in 2009. Driving home from Best Buy where I work, I had seen something dart across the freeway. It looked so real. I braked and swerved, trying to avoid hitting it. After passing it, I turned back only to see nothing was on the freeway. As I was pulling into my driveway, I heard a rattling sound come from my engine. Thinking it was odd since I just got the car from the dealership 2 days prior, I popped the hood open, finding that the washer to my timing belt was completely unscrewed and was just hanging by the edge. I went to grab it and just felt off onto the floor. I had a sinking feeling in my stomach when I thought how close I came to losing control of the car on my way speeding home from work. So I ran inside, woke my parents up, and told them everything that's been happening to me since I was 9. We had a huge ceremony trying to cleanse, exercise, whatever it was I think was causing me all this grief, to no avail. So my mother at wit's end took me to a gypsy. I don't believe in palm reading, but my mom already spent big money to see her, and I had to entertain the idea. Having never met her previously, she took my palm and began telling me things that she shouldn't have known and things no one else should have known. She then brought up me being adopted and then how I saw the red eyes. I looked at her dumbstruck. She told me the eyes I saw were that of my biological grandmother, who cursed me when I was a baby because I didn't get adopted to my biological mother's brother. She's been following me around ever since. The gypsy then came and gave me some weeds and twigs, made me look like a bird that looked like a bird's nest to put in my room. For about a month, I wouldn't experience anything. After the month of silence, my closet door will always open at night while I'm sleeping. There's more, but I don't want to wear out the welcome. Thanks for listening to my story.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.